This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. State officials say a market shift is behind the recent decline in real estate-related tax credits redeemed by Missouri businesses and individuals. The State Revenue Department reports a $103 million overall annual decline in tax credits cashed in the fiscal year that ended in June. That includes a $55 million plunge in the Historic Preservation Tax Credit and another $20 million drop in the Low-Income Housing Credit. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that tax credits under Missouri's Quality Jobs Tax Credit grew by $5 million in that same period and have nearly tripled since 2010. The Missouri Department of Economic Development calls the recent changes in tax credit use, quote, a direct reflection on the state's economic activity. U.S. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox is touting a $20 million federal grant to help build a two-mile streetcar route through downtown Kansas City. Fox made a stop Friday at the city's Union Station to talk about the project. It was one of 52 in 37 states to share in about $474 million in federal funding. Fox says the projects are, quote, the best argument you can make for investment in our transportation infrastructure. Plans call for streetcars to start running from Union Station to the River Market area in 2015. The project has an estimated cost of about $100 million. The University of Missouri's flagship campus is sweetening the pot for high academic achievers. The university announced a new $6,500 scholarship today, as well as increases to two existing grants that reward academic excellence. The Columbia School calls the changes its most significant scholarship increases in two decades. The new Chancellor's Award will go to Missouri residents who graduate in the top 10% of their class from an accredited high school and have a composite ACT score of 31 or higher. The Curator's Award increases by $1,000 to $4,500, and the Mark Twain Scholarship for talented out-of-state students will roughly double next year. The Twain Scholarship range was previously $2,000 to $5,500. Starting with the fall 2014 semester, out-of-state students can receive anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000. Security checks at the Kansas City International Airport apparently will be quicker soon for some passengers. The Transportation Security Agency announced Thursday that beginning October 1st, KCI will be among 60 U.S. airports that will install its pre-check expedited screening program. The expedited screening allows qualified passengers to avoid removing shoes, belt, and jackets. They also won't have to remove laptops or quart-sized plastic bags for gels, liquids, and aerosols from their luggage. The Kansas City Star reports KCI will limit the process at first to Terminal B, which is used by Delta Airlines and Southwest Airlines. Delta will start the program in October and Southwest in November. The owners of a multi-state tobacco store chain have contributed thousands of dollars to Missouri officials and even hired their own lobbyists. But their cause this year is not focused on cigarettes. The two owners are backing Missouri legislation that would remove hundreds of people convicted of sex crimes as juveniles from the state's online listing of registered sex offenders. Their cause is intensely personal because their son is among those whose name, photo, and address would come down from the law enforcement websites. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon vetoed the bill earlier this summer. He said it could endanger the public by hiding the whereabouts of violent sex offenders. Missouri lawmakers are to convene next Wednesday to consider overriding the veto. Residents living near a former metal aircraft manufacturing site in North St. Louis County are expressing concerns about contamination. The Environmental Protection Agency hosted a public meeting Thursday night about the former Missouri Metals plant near Overland. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that EPA leaders told residents they're doing what they can to remedy the problem, but residents worry about health effects and decreases in property values. Recent testing shows that contamination exists a little farther south of the site than anticipated. Perkin Elmer Incorporated of Massachusetts owns the site and has agreed to remediate it. The site is contaminated with the chemical trichloroethylene, which can cause cancer if exposure is high for a prolonged period. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.